I'm Ag named Robert. First, I'd like to thank the God of my understanding, because never would I have thought that I would be at a Narcotics Anonymous meeting sharing with a bunch of people who are just like me and who are helping me learn how to live one day at a time clean. You know, I'm a product of the South. I'm a Southern boy. I'm the oldest child, the oldest grandchild, and so I thought all of my life growing up that I knew how to fix everything and everybody. And I functioned that way, you know, and I had a lot of things to reinforce that, the military and degrees and jobs and all of that stuff. I grew up in a house with both parents, and I didn't know it was unusual until I got here and looked back and realized we were one of three families on my whole suburb area where I had both parents. And so when I got here, I was ashamed of that, because I heard all of you all talking about shooting out of your neck, homeless, and all of that. And it took me a long time to identify in. Because I got here and I had stuff. I still had my apartment. I still had my job. I went to the job because I used to do hair and make tips. And if you know anything about making tips, that means it's ready money. So when I'm off, I could get high. You know, I remember, I don't even know when I started using, because in my family, my father was the one that had the card parties. And so I was a DJ. And I was a DJ because back then you had to take the album up off of the turntable and put the other one on. That was before you could, you know, put the little handle and let them flip. No, I'm going to take them off and put them on. So I DJed all night long. I'm a night owl. So I don't mind staying up all night. And so I would stay up all night long. And the other thing about it, when I thought about my story and got here and did some step work, I like to clean up. Because if you know anything about a car party at a house or a house party, a blue light in the basement kind of party, everybody leaves something in the cup. And so I like to clean up. And I don't know when, I just know that was my environment, but my parents never had a problem. They got up, went to work, they did what they do. It was a loving, caring household. I hated my father because he liked sports and I thought he hated me. And I went that way for a long time. And so all during my childhood, my mother was my best friend. And it was right up until somewhere around my teenage years when my father did something and hit me in the chest based on something he said, and my mother didn't listen to me. And I had just lost my best friend because she wasn't talking. She didn't ask me what was my side. I don't know if she saw it or heard it or what it was. And so what I'm talking about is I had a distorted vision of relationships before I ever got here, before I ever picked up a drug. And it took me a long time to begin to even deal with some of that. So I'm one of them people that need some outside help. Because I couldn't trust y'all. So when I got here and heard all this stuff, I was like, I ain't like y'all. I wasn't eating out of no garbage cans, shooting in no neck, walking the streets. I had a car. I had an apartment, and I'm a loner by nature, which is also a defect, because I isolate when I use my drugs. I don't want no half partner, because you're going to want half. I don't want to give you half, because I'm self-centered to the core. So I don't want to share. I don't want to do none of that, you know. And I did a whole lot of stuff. I've had periods in my life where I didn't use anything. My clean date is January the 2nd, 2003. I got a sponsor. I go to meetings. I do step work. I got sponsees. And I'm so grateful to God. Because I can count on my hand five times that I should have been dead that have nothing to do with drugs. Wars, two accidents, cars total, walked away, no injuries. HIV positive since December 21st at 12:01, 1995. I know the time and the minute because everything in the world stopped. And I had seen a lot of people dying in my face, withering away in the 80s and early 90s. And so before I got here, I already thought I was dead. I lived in denial until about 4 years ago. And so relationships have always been a problem for me. I just didn't know it. And so to be in a relationship meant I look at you, you look at me. If you look twice, the relationship just started. It's already on. Because in my mind, I say, gotcha. You mine. Because I like the chase. I like the game. I like the chaos. I like the madness because I grew up in a loving, caring household. And in my neighborhood, my side of the street went to prep school. The other side of the street went to the cool school. I always wanted to live on the other side of the street because they were the gangsters. They were the cool people. I was the nerd. I didn't want to be over there. I didn't want to be over there. And so I didn't fit in my own family. I didn't fit in my neighborhood. I didn't fit in my school. And all I really ever wanted to do was be accepted. I just didn't know how. And so I got in a whole lot of sex ships, you know, a whole lot of battleships. Because this topic is relationships, sex ships, and battleships. And, you know, and I was asked right before the main speaker downstairs, and my stomach went to flipping. Because the other person, I guess, didn't show up, and I'm like, oh, shit. Because that's something I still struggle with, you know. I struggle to just be okay in the relationship with me and my higher power. Because when I was asked, I thought about all of the stuff I could say, but thank God for a clear message of recovery from the main speaker that helped to remind me that this is about recovery. You don't need my mess, you got your own. That's why we ain't here. And so what I got in touch with is that out of all the relationships in my life, my relationship with my father has gotten so much better because of step work. He calls me just to say, I love you. My father didn't tell nobody I love you. You was an N, a B, a MF, a SHI, or something. And he didn't care what your color, your creed, your race, your sex. He didn't care about none of that. But I thought it was just me. So when I got here, it was hard for me to understand when y'all would say share. I was like, I ain't telling you my business. We don't do that in my house. In my house, if you are not at home when something happens, we're not telling you what happened. You should have been here. And so as a boy, young man growing up, I had a lot of distorted thinking, you know, before drugs, before consciously using drugs. And so I engaged in all kinds of relationships, non-healthy. I think the first healthy relationship I've ever had that I consciously participated in was with my sponsor. Because I had expectations and hidden motives and agendas on everything. See, I'm one of those people, and this is the goodness of sponsorship and step work, is that I am a people pleaser extraordinaire. I will make sure that I set it up, that you got everything you want and need before you even think about the fact that you want and you need it. Because I need you to know how good I am so you don't leave me. Because if you leave me, what am I going to do? Because I didn't like me. And some days I still don't. It's not all day, most of the time. And so I engage in those sex ships because I don't care how long it went. It was still a sex ship because I really didn't want you. I just didn't want you to leave me. I was in a relationship for 6 years that I knew was over in two. But I could not leave that relationship. And that's where I got introduced to crack. And I realized in step work, it wasn't the crack. It was the freakiness that made happen after the crack. Because we talked about a whole lot of stuff and all of these wonderful fantasies and ideas came up in the relationship that we were going to do. You know, all we did was smoke crack. But it sounded real good to me. And so I stayed in that for 6 years. And I got, when I was entering into recovery, that's what helped me get out of that relationship. Because I couldn't stay clean and live with him. Because I was no longer sharing my crack. So the house was a war zone. The sex ship became a battleship right away. And so I had to leave in order to stay clean and come in here because I couldn't identify in right away. I didn't come in brimming, honest, open-minded, willing to love. I was arrogant, cocky, obnoxious, rebellious, defiant, self-centered to the core. Yeah, it was. But I stayed. And I say this for the newcomer because somebody shared it with me and they said, you find something in this room to hold on to and you keep coming back. It was the key tag to help me keep coming back. Because I had collected so many damn 30-day, 90-day, 6-month key tags. Because every time I got 30 days, I needed to celebrate. When I got 90 days, I said, okay, I'm going to get the 90 days. I came back, got 90 days, I went celebrate. And every time, and I did that over and over and over and over. And I remember the last time, because I told you I didn't lose stuff. The last time I took a hit, I remember, I am dead inside. I was spiritually dead. I grew up in church. Rolling on floor, shower, running around the room, oil, water, whatever it is you want to say. I got all that. I got a whole lot of clerical, all them titles and all that. I don't come in here to be all that. My name is Robert. I'm an addict. And I got a problem, and it's called me. And I suffer from a disease of addiction that's only arrested one day at a time. And so what I thought about was out of all of those relationships that I still engage in, that I know I should not engage in, so I'm apologizing to those whom I've already hurt this weekend clean. Fucking clean. That's why when I was asked, I said, damn, Greg. Because what I got in touch with is I look for sex ships and battleships, and I will make them relationships because I'm struggling with the one that matters, and that's the relationship with me and God. Because I'm afraid of what God is having me to become. I don't know that dude. I'm stuck in the fucking fourth step. Not because I'm afraid of a moral inventory. I've done one. I've done a cycle. Because I really already know the truth. I don't want to face it. I don't want to accept that I'm still the little boy inside who does not want to grow up throughout inability to accept personal responsibility. We find that we are creating our problems. I don't like being responsible. I got a good image. I got a real good image. I got a good job, a good image, a house, partner, a spouse. I got all that. I don't like doing that. What I want to do is play. Play what? I don't care. What you want to play? As long as you ain't going to ask me to have no responsibility in it. And so the relationship with me and my higher power is the one that really matters. Because when I am not focusing on me, I have been doing exactly what I have been doing, and that's focusing on my relationship with you and with you and with you and everybody else, and not the one with me and God. Because if I remember that God works through people, people don't work through God. If I can get that relationship better, more intimate, more trusting, first step, honest, the rest will be all right. I won't engage in sex ships because I won't be looking for a hostage to validate and make me feel better. I won't have to fight in battleships because I won't turn a sex ship into that. You know, I said something to somebody the other day that was saying to me, you know, and one of the things I'm real aware of is when I begin to talk some slick shit out of my mouth, I already know I'm setting myself up. Because I don't listen to my own slick shit. I just give it and roll on out. But I was like, don't turn a fuck ship into a relationship. Sounds so good. How about don't get in one? And then you won't have to worry about what you turn it into. Robert. Because I'm the one that still suffers. You know. So I'm here. And this has been a wonderful weekend. Because I got a sponsee that has been out and back in my life. And I love you, Martin. I love you. Stay here. Because this relationship I have with Narcotics Anonymous and the program and the principles are the ones, that's the relationship that keeps me clean. All the rest of them just have me using clean without a mind-altering, mood-changing substance. And then I'm caught up, I'm balled up in a knot. I'm crying, how did I get here again? Because it's never new. It's usually just an again. And I don't like that place. I don't like that place inside of me that enjoys chaos. Because after being here for over 8 years, I have begun to enjoy sleeping peacefully at night without my mind running all over the world telling me what I'm going to do, should do, ought to do. You know, it's the relationship between me and God, because I went to a relationship meeting. I'm going to share this and I'm going to sit down. And I went to that meeting because I figured y'all were going to help me help Boo. Because Boo had a problem. Boo would not follow the script. I'm like, I gave you the script. Who asked you to change it? And I went to that meeting and y'all helped me understand. This recovery is about the relationship between me and God. It's an inside job. And I cannot go there alone. Thanks for letting me share.